Welcome to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries who want more, with your host, catalyst and coach, Nicole Eisler. Her mission, to help you live yours with guts, grit, and fire. Her message, dare to be yourself, to shine your gifts, create badass success, and have way more fun. Get ready to light your fire. Now, onto our show.
Welcome back. Love it, love it, love it. Nicole here, and we're at it again. We're at it again. I am bringing you another amazing soul, Joy Allen. She is the definition of her name. She has amazing energy. She is so bubbly, loves to have a good time, loves to, like, when she shows up, you know that Joy has arrived. She just brings her positive light to the party. And I had an amazing journey working with Joy. You know, everyone has stuff in their life, right, that clouds up our true potential and where we're meant to be. And we worked through some of that. And now Joy is on top of her world. And you're going to love her. I just really hope you enjoy our conversation and everything that Joy shares about making changes for yourself and for your life. Again, I had such a wonderful time. I'm honored and blessed to have worked with her. Enjoy our interview and just, you're just going to love her. I'm just telling you, the energy is going to bubble over. Enjoy this interview.
All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I am excited to share some space and time with Joy Allen. You are going to love her. I think you're going to love her as much as I love her. I've known her for many, many years. But the fun, interesting thing, I think, is how where our relationship started, how it evolved, where we're at now. And just, I just have always loved Joy's energy. You're going to love her energy, too. I wanted to bring her story because she's such a great example of how when you're ready, you know, you can turn your life in a totally different direction, but it's not necessarily a different direction. It's just this inspired direction without all the extra. And again, I just wanted to bring her story and share some space and time with all of us together because I find her very inspiring. And I always find that I just feel lighter after I, whether it was coaching with you or hanging out with you, meetups, you always have a smile for everyone and a positive word. You go, it's not even, I don't even think to you, it seems like you go out of your way because it's just who you are, but you know, to want to help other people, anytime there's been any kind of call for anyone, you're right there with words of encouragement. And so I just wanted to share more of you. That's really what it is. But I'll let you say hello and kind of hand it over to you to introduce or however you'd like to intro. And then we'll just dig in and have some fun with where this leads us.
Well, hi, I'm Joy. I'm in a really good phase of my life right now. And I would like to thank Nicole because I'm telling you, synchronicity, that's a new word that's been coming into my life. But if I look at it in retrospect, you, Nicole, popped into a Facebook feed one day when I was down in the dumps, and this is what, almost over 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Things were a mess in my life. And I saw a Facebook feed because you and I have been friends for quite a while on Facebook. And I was like, I could use you. And you said, well, call me, you know, let's talk. And you were telling it to everybody. And I was like, well, wait a minute, you're talking to me. So I called you. And you and I had a really beautiful conversation and you brought light to a dark spot. Let me cry. And that was the start of my journey on healing and repairing. So you were where you needed to be for me at such a time that it couldn't have been more perfect for me. So thank you.
It's, well, definitely an honor for me because it's so funny how I can remember. I'll always remember, I remember that first call. I remember it was, you know, evening. I remember what we talked about. But mostly what I remember is, you know, what was in your awareness and how much it was pulling away from all of your beautiful, vibrant energy. And you know, the bubbliness that you are, and in the best way. Like I said, your energy just naturally lifts other people up. And so, you know, just remembering that conversation, and I remember hanging up and thinking, this is always so interesting to me, who shows up and when. So it's really the same experience on my end, a little bit different, obviously, but to think, wow, this is pretty cool, you know, that I've known this lady for so long, and here, you know, is maybe something that here's something that I can help with, and I don't know. And then it was just, again, we knew each other, but it was in different, you know, it was different relationships. And then to just get to work with you and get, and still call you friend, but at a deeper level, that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, some things have changed. It's amazing to me when you look back and you think, oh my goodness, like where I was or what we were doing or what we've been through. Or, I mean, that's, I think the part too that I love about your story and sharing stories like this is to give people sort of a flash of what can be. And, you know, wherever someone is at who's watching right now, feeling like it's dark or they're stuck, or maybe they too, maybe, you know, you can be stuck and feel dark and still have big ideas and dreams, you know, and maybe not feel like you know what the next steps are. Or so, you know, obviously something moved you to make the call. We scheduled the call. We started working together. What, looking back at that time, what was it that actually, because it's the difference between wanting things to be different and saying yes to yourself and actually taking action, doing something. What was it that actually made you reach out and book the call? Like what happened inside that made you do that?
Well, I can give you a little bit of background of kind of a timeline and kind of some things that happened, briefly overview. Mm-hmm. 2011, my father-in-law passed away, and things started to change then, especially in my marital relationship. Mm-hmm. Then 2014, my little brother passed away, and he was my buddy, and that was really tough. And some more realizations happened in my life as far as somebody you thought you could count on could be there physically, but could not be there mentally to support. And that was eye-opening to me. And then, we lost a dog, and we lost a cat, and all this grief was going on. And then we had family that wasn't blood-related, but they were like family to us. And then that became a huge fiasco when there was like an explosion of emotions and we kind of had an argument and started to part ways. So there, another death in a way, death of a relationship. So basically I was like, what in the world is going on in my life? And I felt I had lost my heart and my soul. I lost my fun. Mm-hmm. I just lost me. So I've never had that many things horrible happen at one time.
Exactly.
And evolve and change. And I needed a different perspective. And I couldn't get out of this in a kind of a victimville kind of a thing. And I couldn't figure out what to do next. How do I maneuver through this dark time? How do I get myself out of the dark and go into a lighter area? Just move forward. And that's when you popped up and it's like, well, damn, right, Skippy? And you and I had a great conversation. And through a lot of your tools and recommendations, journaling was huge. And I'd never journaled before, per se. But a lot of anger in journals, a lot of feelings, great feelings came out. Mm-hmm. A lot of great stuff came out of those journals. And even if I went back and reread them now, I'm like, ooh, that anger's gone. What? Because that was another big battle. How do you get rid of anger?
Right. And you had, I mean, I remember too, sharing, and whether it was in our sessions or, you know, your also in another group, the membership, but just the breakthroughs that you would have or the realizations. But one thing that I loved about what you did all the time was you would discover something and then you want to, okay, this happened, so what is this? Or, you know, what do I do with this? Or, and so your curiosity, I think, was just such an asset to you that you, instead of shutting something down, or you had that desire so much to get to that good feeling place. And I think people forget that sometimes, that is, it can still be there, you know, when you're just buried under all that stuff. I mean, everything you described, it was like layer after layer after layer of grief and hard emotions and heavy emotions. And, you know, there's just, I mean, that's what I love about your spirit. It's always like, but wait, this can't be it. Like, there's, I don't want to feel this way. And this just, you know, it's, you, I feel like you really listened to that stuff that was starting to, as part of life process, but it was starting to pull you really off base, you know, and pull you out of your own ability to rise up, because you have a really strong spirit. And that was something I had a lot of fun with you too, was you would get, well, this is what I want. And then you would implement things so quickly. You know, that's, I think people don't realize the power in action, you know, to take that and just go and turn around and like do something. And you still always too, you always had this ability to lift others up while you were, so you would be learning. You're like, hey, I have to share this because, and I think that's why I just loved watching your journey. I know it wasn't easy. I'm not here to say too that it was so hard, but you really went through it. You're so brave. And you kept your eye on what you really wanted. And, you know, that is something that was just really amazing. So what would you say, maybe, I love this kind of question, because when you go into something like, okay, I want to do this work, I want to make the changes, I don't want to live like this anymore. So a lot of times that primary thing, that hot spot, if you will, is kind of the obvious thing that you want to resolve. But there are beautiful surprises that go along with that. There are things that seem to happen that you couldn't have really guessed or maybe imagined, or were there things that, or what were the things maybe that kind of surprised you that went with the changes we worked on and the things that we put together? What were some of the things maybe that opened up that you didn't see coming that just, I don't know, really made it even the sprinkles on top, you know, like made it better like that?
Well, I remember you saying, it might have been one of the first times we had an appointment. And I remember you saying, what do you want? And this is such a good question for all you. And you're going, well, I want but, and I want but, and but I can't because, and you're like, hold on. Let's think about it, because you could have anything you want. Doesn't matter. No buts, right? And I was like, oh, I could. Oh my God, I could do whatever I want in my imagination and then put it down on paper. And you're like, oh, these are achievable. I can have this. This isn't hard. I just want a little more family time. Well, that's not hard. I want a laughter. Well, that's not hard. Some right. of these things were so on this list. We're like, well, why aren't I getting these things? These are easy to achieve. So that was a big thing, because I didn't even know what I wanted.
Right.
It's come down with the list of, oh, I do want this, was another kind of fulfilling moment for me. The other thing was, holy shit, I had options. I had no idea I had options. I could take this road, or this road is probably a better road to take, and I'll be a lot happier, and I don't have to be friends or live in their circus. And I'm like, what? I didn't realize that. So those are big epiphanies. Silly.
That is so fun.
But huge.
Yeah, you know, that question, what do you want? I like to say that, especially for sensitives, are typically so focused on what does everyone else need? Or how can I keep everything calm? How do I keep everyone else happy? Or how can I at least try to, you know, make the peace here, keep the harmony? And so the focus of what do I want, I have found that simple question, although it's a big question, I get it, should be a fun question, and yet it's sometimes puzzling, or wait, what? Or again, the ego goes, or your head goes to that most immediate problem. Well, I just want this problem to be gone, and that would be great. And that's not dreaming, that's just resolving problems. And so, yeah, that, I admit, that was fun too, to work with you on that. Like, okay, yeah, well, but just forget like how, or forget like you, what do you want? Because you are so great at helping others and taking care of others. And even in your previous work and everything, you were always about making other people feel better and feel happy. So that was a lot of fun to watch also what you would, like what would come forward for you and go, oh, and that, I think that was the most amazing thing too. Not to like give it away, but it was fun to take you from where you were to create that life that you would love to step forward in and to see, you know, that. Let's go to that moment, because you created some, I think we really created for you some fun action steps. Like sometimes people think just doing the inner work, you know, it's like the journaling about the anger, or hey, all part of it and great. But some of the things that you came up with for your action steps was what really, I think, started to give you a view of like, my life could be so much more fun or personal, really about me. And so let's go to that moment and some of those action steps and things that you started to add that you thought were fun and exciting, right? They were fun and exciting and they were good for you, because that is really what created what you're doing now. And I remember what they were, but anyway, go to that point. And what were you, you know, before you had all these things for yourself, then you started to take these bold action steps and ask for what you want and involve yourself in different activities. What were those and what did that look like?
Well, I kind of started to have a vision of what I wanted my retirement to look like. I kind of knew in my heart and my soul, which had finally kind of started to return after some of this healing, which now is all back, by the way. But I wanted to give back to my community. I wanted to walk deeper in my faith. I wanted to get back into my art, big time. And that's just kind of been a meditational godsend to me. And I wanted more family time. So, I mean, the list was, as I say, not a difficult list. And I didn't realize that at the time I wanted to stop being so codependent. And that was amazing that I did. So I stepped out of some comfort zones that are now extremely comfortable.
Yeah. Ooh, I got goosebumps. Right? I remember questions like, but how would I do this? Or I remember you were sitting in your car in a parking lot. We were doing our stuff. Right? We were having that call, and some of the questions I was asking you were, your responses were kind of like, yeah, I don't, oof, boy, whew, I don't know. And I said, well, decisions on that, you know, the how parts and the, those are like, to break it down into steps and layers. And that was, I think, part of it for you too was, let's not just add all these. Sometimes people just think they, in order to change their life, there's these big scary steps you have to take. Actually, it was for you. It was getting more independent, doing things that just for you, that you just truly enjoyed. And I remember you're going to your writing classes, your art classes, and how excited you were and how full of life you were. And when you're in that state, making changes is very different than feeling isolated or alone or, I don't know, up against this big decision, you know? And that's, I think, the biggest thing where we got to talk about the red boots. We have to. Well, I think they actually started as red stilettos. And then this is our analogy of stepping into your power, because on my end, I'm reading these things. I'm like, oh my God, this is so awesome. And what that felt like for you, stepping into your red shoes, red boots. It was kind of whatever style you had, because, you know, we're all about accessorizing.
So exactly.
That, right?
Cutest red sandals I wore in Sedona. And I do. I feel powerful in red, red dress. Red. There's something Wonder Woman-ish, I guess. And you had mentioned, well, also stand in the Wonder Woman pose before you do whatever you need to do. And just take a breath. Breathing. Oh, my God. Breathing is so important. But just even visualizing myself in these red boots, for some reason, made me stand taller, feel stronger. Mm-hmm. And my biggest, also my prayer was to, and you helped with this, was to speak from kindness, speak from a place of love and kindness, and not go off into these ranting, oh my God, whatever was in my journal was not to come out of my mouth. It could stay in the journal, it could go in the fireplace, whatever, but that's where
right.
it was meant to be kept. It was a beautiful way to outpour it for myself, but it didn't need to come out to a particular people. So here's another trick you taught me. Not a trick. Another, what do we want to call it? Another tool.
Sure, tool.
So when all of a sudden someone who you're having a little conflict with decides they want to kind of debate something, instead of engaging in the debate, you take a breath and you go, okay, and walk away. I giggled every time I said that. I walked away with a giggle because it was something I was not used to. I didn't have to engage in it. It was like, okay, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I don't need to engage in that. And I learned that I did it, that, right? I learned a lot.
I know, and it's most, and I think I even said it, I say every time I teach it or I share it, and it starts as a tool, it becomes a skill. Because you recognize that, you know, I've spent a lot of my time and energy in my life defending myself or trying to explain my point or trying to convince them why I know what I'm talking about. If you and I were discussing something, it would be a totally different conversation. But most of the time when we're in a point where we're trying, because I would never have to defend myself to you, we would have an open dialogue and, oh, that's interesting. I never looked at it like that. Or those are healthy conversations. If you're in conversations with people who, you know, just roll right over your feelings or need to be right, or, and there you are like, oh, but wait, and that's activating more of that stuff. When you know your truth, and everyone's entitled, I just look at it like, hey, you know what? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I don't agree with them, but I don't need them to, I don't need to convince them. So when I say that, I'll say it. Now, I know this will just sound, it'll just sound like really off. I've lost my marbles. And to tell you to do this, because the ego's like, well, though, wait a minute. I need to make my point. Or that can't be enough. Or by saying the word okay, that somehow you're condoning what they say, or you're agreeing. You're not agreeing with them. You're just acknowledging what they said. Okay. And that's it. Because after a history of patterns of conversations, your energy is better invested somewhere else. And, you know, well, not everybody's going to, we're not all going to agree on things, but that was, I remember you kind of, I remember the giggling. You're like, I can't believe it. I did it. And it's weird. But great. Because look at all that energy you walk away with. You're like, huh. And for you also, you did a lot of reflection, because I want to acknowledge too, the things you put in your journal, the thing I always do, I want you to honor your feelings. I never want you to stuff them or hold them in. That's not what saying okay is about. And you became very masterful at honoring your feelings. Like, I thought that you made a very fast shift into that, where you're like, wait, I can do that? Oh, I have options? And it like excited you. And that's what I think really made your growth so fast. And I mean, the amount of distance, so to speak, energetically and emotionally, you've traveled in 2 years, unbelievable. And, you know, you just came back from a trip from Sedona. You're having all these amazing experiences. When I recall, you said, I don't even like to drive on the freeway by myself. Here she is traveling and going to the vortex. And I mean, it's amazing to me, but you know, that's so yay for you and for sharing some, but just using them. That's just, that's simple, right? Like how simple.
I know, instead of living small, which I felt really small, you gave me tools to shine, step into those boots, stand taller, and say, I got this. And again, the vision of, oh my gosh, I can do this vision. This vision is not difficult. Step by step, you know, you got to take it step by step. You can't just, some people can, but 2 years, you know, it's not a terrible length of time. And I love where I'm heading. I love what I'm doing. I feel lighter and better. And
so what is a typical day for you now? Like, how do you maintain your energy or work through things? Like, what are things that you find are still to this day helpful or that you're doing maybe that you hadn't done before? Yeah, what's a typical day with Joy like?
Oh my gosh. Well, it depends. Oh, geez. You want to see my calendar? Jeez. I'm trying to fit coffee in with Jan next week. You know, I'm like, Jan! We were just on vacation together. And I miss her already. She's just hilarious.
That, right? Too, though, is a highlight. You made new friends.
Made new friends.
Like, yeah. Aligned friends. So amazing. Just had to interject that.
Yeah. But a typical day, you know, I do meditation at night. I do it via YouTube. Some days I'll have nothing but tarping in my kitchen and I'll paint all day long. I bought myself a lab coat and a respirator because I'm working with some toxic things. So I look like a crazy mad scientist. So that makes me giggle.
Love it.
And so some days I do that. Other days I'm at class, working on more, learning more. I have this beautiful women's club that I joined and we've got a big luncheon coming up and I'm in charge of all the raffles and getting them together. So my house right now looks like a garage sale, but I've got all the raffles. So, church, I'm involved in my church. I joined that by myself. I actually went up on stage. Well, I have to take that back. My son came in town to view me becoming a member at my new church. So I've done a lot of things that I would have never thought I would have done on my own. Mm. So I'm very proud of myself for that. I still don't drive on expressways, but I just leave 15 to 20 minutes earlier and take the scenic route. So.
Well, but you enjoy it. And I remember you see things on the way and you made it an adventure. That was, you know, that was the thing. It's all about doing it your way. That's right. What you magnify the most is it doesn't matter at what point you're at in your life or how things have been before, how long they've been that way before, that you can decide right now, I'm going to start doing things the way I really enjoy them, the way that I, you know, feel most alive. And now you're doing artwork, you're sharing with others. I've had several other members that are like, Joy might do a class for me and my friends, you know, and she's going to teach us things. And this is just, from my perspective, when I talk with anyone like we did on that first call, and I hear the pain or I hear the frustration or the, you know, the hurt, and I know that unless we remove those elements or change that energy of those things, it will continue to be the blocker to all this beautiful stuff, right? These experiences. And it's not that you can't go out and have fun, but it's almost at a different level. And, you know, this just to see you spreading your wings and, I don't know, it's just pretty amazing. Like, I'm just like, what is she up to now? What is she doing now? This is great.
And I'm doing a couple of floral arrangements for the raffle. So, yeah.
See?
You know, I remember that phone call in the car. I was in the parking lot at TJ Maxx up in Menominee Falls talking to you. And I just remember we did some inner child work. You brought me back. So there was a lot of repair and a lot of things that had to come up and a lot of deep sadnesses that had to be gone through. So the process being a process a lot of great stuff was released. I don't know. Let's see. Forgiveness is another hard thing. Anger, mm-hmm. getting through my anger was a very hard thing. And the other thing is forgiving. Now, I did just hear something the other day about forgiveness that kind of also just did another knock knock and go, oh my God, right? Forgiveness is giving thanks to the person who gave you the lesson that you needed to learn. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to forgive that person. You have to forgive yourself. And I went, that's an easier thing. I can do that. You know, because.
Yeah.
And then yes. I also learned through you, and it took a long time. It's not personal because I couldn't get that through my head. I'm like, but people who love you and they do things or say things, they should, it's personal because it, but it's really not. So it's really them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not me. I didn't do it. It's just their personality, their non-sensitivity, whatever mm-hmm. it is, it's theirs. It's not mine. So that has just happened probably in the last 2 months. That it's like, oh, I'm not going to take that personally.
Doesn't it make a huge difference?
Holy!
Yep. The amount of things you internalize or take in or... You know, I would say, hey, all the good stuff, internalize all that. But the other things, they do, because that's a match. The good things, if you feel those good things, you can internalize that because that's a match. That's where you're at. The things that feel sour or mean or targeted, or that's not a match at all. That's not where you're coming from, you know? And, you know, I think... What I also really respected about and just found amazing was your strength in saying, I'm going to share my feelings. I'm going to ask for what I want. I'm going to say how I feel. I'm without defending it or like, you know, without feeling like you had to, and you stayed and you did a lot with visualizing, like the red shoes and the red boots. We kind of, you know, joked a little bit, but let's be real too. Red is all about the root chakra, which is your security. It's your, you know, how you stand in the world. And so for you to have that visual, you really have just a natural gift of making energy very tangible and doing that. But yeah, taking things personal is definitely, that was a game changer for me as well. And, you know, when you can stay independent of everybody's everything, there you are, you're free. That's it.
Yeah. The ego still gets in the way. You still have this little fight like, well, why did he say that? Well, but you know, he's because that's him. And then you go back and go, but that was about me. No, it wasn't about you. That was just him. You know, so you go back and forth. But I now go back and forth with that. And I don't let the ego go. And I win. And I have right. a win process. So it is. It's a mindset and how to shift that.
Yes. Yes. And the things we really had you work on too is taking, okay, this happened, noted. This happened, noted. So that it wasn't about having to make these big, big, massive decisions now. It was about, I'm going to assess as I go. And the more that I take note and really like, I noticed that I noticed that, and I noticed that I noticed that. And so it was starting to add up on not a match. This is moving you in your direction because it was getting harder to make it okay. You know, like I'm not about, okay, just don't take it personal and stay forever or things like that. It's, you know, this really isn't a match and it's becoming a lot more work because now that I'm aware that it's not personal and now that I'm aware that, not that you didn't think you were amazing before, but there were things where we internalize things and try to make it okay because what else will I do? Or it's a big decision or right. So yeah, that was something that you were really good at is just staying in observer mode.
Right.
That, you know, it's a practice, but that was something I really saw that you did very well. You just stayed in observer mode. We're like, didn't like that. Not my stuff, you know?
Breathing, taking a breath before saying something,
yeah.
It gives you that extra moment to And it's amazing how fast our brain works. Just to kind of either say it with dignity or not say what you really were thinking right away, the ego coming up. Now, or saying nothing. A lot of times just saying nothing and let the other person expound and go on puts them into more of a, what are they talking about? And then you're like laughing because you're like, well, that's idiotic. And you're like, because you took a breath and you sit back and you're like, oh, I don't have to agree with that. And I don't even have to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it's a huge time saver. I mean,
it's a time saver.
I'm sure that anyone watching who has ever been in a situation or has a someone popping in their mind in their life where they find themselves constantly explaining or defending or trying to reason it through or show them your side would recognize how much energy that takes when you can just, like you're off creating your artwork and hanging with people who are a match. And, you know, relationships really are not that hard if they're a match. If they're not a match, for whatever the reasons, it's just, can be really exhausting, right? What do you think you've learned? What's like one of the main things or that you really learned about yourself through all of this process? What are you coming out with at this point? There'll be more, but what are you coming out with right now in this moment that, you know, this is really what I learned about myself?
I'm a hell of a lot stronger than I thought I was. I can do a hell of a lot more than I thought I could. I have good vision now. Mm-hmm. I observe more.
I don't know what I love more, what you just said or the look on your face and the like sparkle in your eye as you said it and the like true, like that was a smile from the soul.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Right?
Yeah.
The realness of that, you know, and that it's that just popped in so fast. That's what I love too. You didn't have to think about it. You're just like, oh, well, this amazingness about myself. I mean, it's awesome. I wanted to share you and share your story because it's inspiring, but it was, I know it wasn't always fun for you through all the moments, but you know, when I hang out from sessions or when I read something from a client and I'm on the other end going like, yes, this is what it's about. Like, this is what I want everyone to know, or this is what I want everyone to feel. The sensitives who are feeling trapped or stuck or living small, when I know that each and every one of us, and those of you watching, I know you all have dreams and you have things you want to do and things you'd love to experience. And, you know, you're just such an inspiration as to do that. You should do that. Like, you should do it now. You know, you should take action now. And even if you don't know all the bigger things or how to do that part, you can do these steps now that help and that heal. And, you know, that point too, bringing up, we did some healing. But the beautiful part was we did it. And then you added all that made so much more room and energy for these things that you're doing now that you're really enjoying. So on your art note, I know that, or I think you are, right? You're starting to move into kind of teaching classes and doing things. What kind of art are you doing? I know it there, but I just want you to share and tell us a little bit about, because you started with one thing and then you went and you added these other projects. So what kind of art are you into now? What are you doing?
Well, it's evolving like everything else in my life. And Sedona created more artistic explosions that I can do that and I can do that. So basically right now it's called Alcohol Ink, and I'm doing it on tiles. And some of it is just very abstract and some of it is just intuitive where I'll start something and it'll be create itself. I'm working with fluid acrylic paint, which is pouring, and that you have to make a special scientific mixture and you pour it in colanders or you use spray guns, and it's just there's all sorts of techniques, and that's on canvas.
Nice.
I do fine art, which I call it finer art, maybe, where I'm doing watercolors, and that's more painterly, where I actually am doing some drawing. I actually entered two contests.
Look at you!
I put my art out there. You know, again, it's paper, it's art. Everybody doesn't have to like it. I moved into that. I'm like, some of them I don't even like. I don't, somebody else may like it, and that's fine. So, but I'm going to do some art fairs. I'm working on, I just got my little square reader and my little savings account, and I have to get a tent, and I just got some displays. So, yeah, I'm all excited. My business partner from before, she's in art fair, so not that we're going to partner, but I'm going to be next to my old partner again. Synchronicity.
Oh my gosh. This right? is amazing. See, now, I mean, guys, watching, none of that was in our conversation when we started working together. Not even a sparkle. Wasn't even in, like, passing by over nothing. I mean, we talked about what you did for a living before, but none of that was present. It was, we just didn't know it, but it was, you know, we were looking at, here's the stuff, right, that's showing up. And then as we moved that away, that's what really cleared things. And you just started to really give some thought to, here's, boy, you know, passion. I want to feel passionate about good things, and I want to do things that make me feel happy. And the art just started coming in, and then the art just started pouring out of you. And now look at, this is why I love to meet you where you're at now, for those that maybe have not started yet or have not said yes to themselves, or because maybe that's all you can see right now are those things that are showing up as a form of pain, or but that energy can be transformed. And just like the artwork that you describe, where you have different textures and you have different, you know, elements, and you mix them together, you transform it from 3-4 separate ingredients, and now it becomes this piece of art. And that is seriously the best analogy I can give you for life, because energy is that way. No matter how the energy is showing up right now, you can transform it. You can create something beautiful from it. And you are just the most, you're just a wonderful, beautiful, you're like, not to be corny, but seriously, you are a piece of art. You are truly manifesting in your life physically, your energy. Right? The art that you're creating is just such a perfect description of what is possible. And I'm thrilled. I'm honored you would spend time with us here and take time out of your busy calendar of giving to the community and creating your artwork and just to share your journey. I really appreciate it. I love you to every bit of the, like, everything. You just have been amazing to work with and to be able to call, well, not really friend, family, right?
Aww.
I mean, that's the way I look at it. And so thank you very much for everything and for sharing with us. And I'm so excited for you. I know. All right. So
I send you all life and love and energy, and it's work, but it's so worth it to step into what you want and what you need and what your energy and power is.
Truth. Yes. All right, my dear.
I love you.
I love you too.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Sensitives on Fire, the podcast for sensitive visionaries. If you like this podcast, please be sure to leave a comment or review. We hope you'll tune in next time.